inch by inch, row by row. Gonna make this garden.
It's time for this week's edition of Garden Talk, and as usual, Master Gardener Ed Bajarski joins us on the line. And Ed, I guess that is a pretty good indication that we should also take care of the flooding in our garden, in our yard this week. There's no shortage of rain here in the Juneau area, that's for sure.
Yeah, I haven't had to do much watering, and even the greenhouses, with the high moisture levels in the air, the plants aren't pumping much water. They aren't getting watered either, at least I'm not watering them. So outdoors, certainly looking at our garden beds, boxes, yards, as far as that goes, to try to decide, do we need to raise your gardens a little higher? Do you need to put some drains in, whether it be digging ditches across my driveway to get the water off the road and down off where it should be? And even adding more sand into garden beds to make sure that they drain better. Most of our garden plants, certainly vegetables and such, like better drainage. There's a few, we might talk about that next week, about things we can plant that are more moisture tolerant. But still, drainage is essential. I'm glad I live up on a hill, certainly, as opposed to down in flat. Some of the flat ground in the valley is pretty soggy.
And all kind of rains down, runs down to your neighbors then, right?
Well, yeah. Then we're all sloping generally. So we've got ditches and it drains off. And we just kind of avoid the low spots for a while, till next time.
Well, we've done full segments on drainage before. And for anybody who checks out the Garden Talk segment on our website at ktoo.org, we'll include some links to our previous segments. But there's some other things that we should probably be doing in our garden right now. And that's taking care of our vegetables that are still growing?
Yes, and looking at the plants, some of those that are going to be obviously staying in the garden longer or longest, things like some of the root crops, carrots, parsnips, beets, folks have rutabagas and turnips, and then the newly planted radishes. Thinning them, making sure, I mean, we should have thinned them earlier, planted them, spaced them out, but I mean, far be it for me to say that I'm the best at thinning. So, but by now, carrots and beets, the thinnings are very edible. But giving them, the rest of them, room to grow, because some of these are going to stay in, at least for my garden, I'll leave them in there until October, November. Depends on what what the weather does, but try to get them out just before the fall frost. So getting them thinned, give them more room, they'll be larger. And they will actually store better than the smaller ones also.
And any other sort of garden preparation that we can do as we're thinning? Should we be adding plant food, fertilizer, compost?
Yeah, I would. At this point, I don't know, other than maybe a little bit of liquid fertilizer. Most granular stuff isn't going to be available very well to the plants. Certainly the rain will wash it down through if we put it on the surface. But whether the plants are going to be able to use it or not, if it depending on how fast the rain comes down, it washes it right on through. So hopefully that slow-release compost and organic fertilizer we put in a little earlier will still be there for the plants to continue to grow. Certainly lower light levels and all that are slowing things down, but I know the carrots will certainly keep getting bigger and bigger well into the fall. So I'm enjoying that. Along with peas and the greens, I suppose, as you're picking, no doubt you'll be finding slugs, so remove those from the gene pool. There's a lot of slugs out there, and I have kind of dread, unless we have a hard winter to kill some off, that next year we may have a really high slug population. But we're going to be optimistic that it's going to be a better, drier year next year.
Okay, and what's the gardening event coming up this weekend?
This is the food festival downtown at the Jack. So it's going on from 9 till 2 o'clock down there. There will be folks selling garden produce, and I understand there's going to be seafood of various sorts available. And there's going to be booths both indoors and outdoors down there. There's going to be workshops pickling and canning, foraging, wild kitchen, Juneau compost. And I'm going to do one on primrose, fall primrose care and preparation for the national show, which is coming next May. That will get some more advertising, too. So with being a rainy day, should be a great day to get down there and socialize with gardeners and other folks coming out of the woodwork you might not have seen for a while to enjoy some Juno fresh stuff.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature during the spring, summer, and early fall here on KTOO Juno.